Blessed are they that hear the God, word of God and keep it. Amen, amen. And we are reading from Romans chapter 8. And we will look at these verses and read just a portion of the last verse. It says, we'll start at verse 22. Romans chapter 8, verse 22. Amen. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Verse 23, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, that is, to wit, the redemption of our body. Amen. The redemption of our body. So we want to talk briefly about that in subject. We want to talk about a brand new body.
Amen.
Amen. Can everybody say a brand new body? One more time. Thank you. You may be seated. Oftentimes, we want what we don't need, and we need what we don't want. But I've heard someone say that it is better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. Especially when it comes to that which is forever. Especially when it comes to that which is eternal. Especially when it comes to a brand new body. We know that a new body is that which is previously used It's something that is previously used. When we talk about that which is brand new, we talk about something that's brand new. We talk about something that which is completely new. Amen. Completely new. Amen. The name of our sermon is for us to get divinely insured. Amen. For us to get our bodies divinely insured. Amen. Everybody wants the body. We often talk about, we all talked about it on Good Friday, about the body. The boys, the men want the body. We know that you can get so carried away with the body that you can make bad decisions.
Amen.
Amen. If you're not careful. You think about the choices that have been made have really been body choices. And today, if we had to do it all over again,
no doubt would do it differently. The morticians want the body. When they find out somebody's died, and they read the obituary columns or the now the internet, and they look, find out, and the question is, no matter what you name it is who's got the body?
Amen.
They want the body. But not only men and morticians, but the one who made the body wants your body.
Amen.
My body came from God. And he blew in it. He made it. And when it's all over, it should go back to where he wanted to go to. The body. Amen. Men, morticians, the maker of the body. Amen. But when we look at this text, what we find out is that and Easter is about the resurrection. This text says that the whole creation in verse 22 is travailing in pain. And then he says in verse 23, and we ourselves, amen, we're waiting.
Yeah.
What are we all waiting on? Well, it's letting us know that that the whole creation is waiting. It is in pain. Because it wants a new body. Amen. The place and the people want a new body. Now, when I think about that, I'm thinking about, it says the whole creation, the creation and the creatures. Amen. The place and the people and the things in it want a new body.
Amen.
Amen. And we find out that what has happened is that sin has come in. Amen. Sin has come in and ruined the creation and its creatures. Amen. Why do we need a new body? Because sin has come in. Amen. Now, the Bible says that the whole creation, plants, the lizards, bugs, flies, all in a free fall. Amen. They're all waiting, and they're all wanting another body. Sin has cursed creation, and because of that, sin is not, the body is not, the creation is not the way that God made it to be. If you notice, it keeps living and dying, living and dying, living and dying, living and dying. It's not, amen. Amen. When we think about that, we must understand that the whole creation is screaming out for another covering. Amen. Amen. Because we live in a sin-cursed world. The body and the place are suffering. And what he tells us is that we're all waiting for something to happen.
Amen.
Now the creation is waiting on the creature. Because the Bible tells us that the creation is waiting at the end of verse 19 for the manifestations of the sons of God. The creation is waiting on the creature. The reason why is because it was the creature that led us into the mess.
Amen.
The creation didn't sin, we did. And so the creation is waiting for the redemption of our bodies, because God is not going to fix the world until he fix us.
Amen.
So the creation is just waiting. What are we waiting for? Well, I'm waiting on the manifestations of the sons of God.
Lord.
I'm waiting for it to be revealed, their new bodies to be revealed, because we know that when they are changed, then the creation will be changed. And so what they're waiting on is the manifestations of the sons of God. Amen. We're waiting on the body. As we think about this, we're waiting on not a resuscitation, but a resurrection. Amen. We know that the grass that was brown turns green. The leaves that were orange turned green. I'm going to get us on out of here. I'm not going to. We know that we go through seasons. But as we go through these seasons, we know that there's some returning life, but it keeps dying again. Amen. It keeps dying again. Amen. You see some new green grass, but then it turns around, it dies again. Amen. The trees are green, but then they die again. They keep coming back to life and dying, coming back to life and dying, coming back to life and dying. I wish I could get this straight.
All right.
The earth has thorns and thistles and briars as a result of the curse. It's not like God wanted to be that it's going to be one day before the fall. Roses without thorns. Fields without briars. We know that one day things gonna be not just resuscitated, but they are gonna be resurrected.
Amen.
And so we know that we're gonna be resurrected.
Amen.
But what I wanna ask, I wanna slow this down just a little bit and ask this question. And the question is, amen, what is the resurrection all about? I haven't announced the points, so I haven't gotten to that point yet, but what is the resurrection all about? Amen. We know that the resurrection is about God completing the process of salvation.
Amen.
And he is also
confirming his payment for sin. He's completing the process of salvation. How many of y'all know that you got saved, but you're not finished being saved?
Amen.
Amen. You knew, but you're not brand new.
Amen.
Any man be in Christ, he's new.
Amen.
Now, when I came down the aisle, I became new. And immediately, I became a new creation. And I got saved in phases. I got saved in stages. I got saved in spirit, amen, body and soul.
Amen.
We say body, soul, and spirit. But the truth is that I got saved in the spirit, and I'm saved in my soul, but then my body is still being saved. Amen. Amen. It's saved, but it's not saved. Amen. It's already done. What theologians will say is it's already, but not yet.
But not yet.
I'm already saved, but not yet. That seems like it's a contradiction. Amen. What we find out here simply is that the body is saved, but it hadn't been changed yet.
Amen.
And this is why we have the problems with the body. Now, Jesus came, and what he did was Jesus gave us a new body, but we hadn't got it yet.
Amen.
And amen, he confirmed the process of salvation, because what he did was you may ask yourself, you know, are we saved by Good Friday or Easter Sunday morning? We are, you need both. They work together. They work hand in hand. The payment was made Good Friday. But then the proof came up Easter Sunday morning.
Amen.
Now, the truth is that they needed to know that the payment was good when it got to the bank. And so early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. And yes, he was sinless. Now, if you're going to die for me, you got to be sinless in order to set me free. But when he hung on the cross, how do I know he was sinless? We know that sin is a result of death.
Amen.
Trying to rush and slow down at the same time. We know, because I don't want to lose my Easter crowd. Amen. I may have some people here ain't been here for. I got to be quick with this. I can't toil around in it. But we need to understand what happened. Amen. Sin kills.
Amen.
The wages of sin. So if somebody going to save me, they have to be sinless. How do I know Jesus was sinless? Although Hebrews 4:15 says he was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. They killed him and put him on a cross. But how do I know he was sinless? How do I know that he was really didn't commit any sin? Sin caused death, because when he rose early Sunday morning, that was proof that yes, he was sinless.
Amen.
Because death couldn't hold him. And he was completing the process of sin through the resurrection. That's what really happens, is the process. Sin has a process. Salvation has a process. You're saved in the spirit, then you're saved in the spirit, soul, and then later on, the last thing that's saved is the body. You ever had any trouble out your body? It keeps wanting to do things that it shouldn't do, and you having any trouble out of it, thinking what it shouldn't think and making you embarrassed? You ever had any trouble out the flesh? You got a new body, but you ain't got it yet.
Amen.
You already got it, but not yet. He completed the process of salvation. He confirmed the payment of sin. Yes, the payment is good. Now, what we have to understand here this morning is that we have to make sure that everybody we love gets a new body.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have to make sure that everybody we love gets a new body. As many people as we can find, whosoever will, we need to make sure that they get a new body. Because, ladies and gentlemen, that's what it's all about.
Amen.
Getting a new body. We have little respect for the body. Amen. We want the pleasures of the body, but at the same time, we treat the body pretty cool.
Amen. Amen.
Some folk will cut on their body. Amen. You look at Leviticus 19:28, it says, don't even put a tattoo on your body for the dead. I'm fixing to ruin my sermon in a few minutes. And he says, now you can, we're not under the law now, but I just want you to understand that Levitical code, he says that the body, amen, we don't care too much for the body. We'll do anything to the body. He said, don't even write your person that dies that you love on your body. He said, well, I love them, I'm going to tattoo their name on my body. If you were you, you couldn't do it. Not according to Leviticus 19:28. Some folk will burn up the body. If you ain't mad yet, you're going to get mad. Amen. I'm not trying to make nobody mad, but I'm gonna get on out of here. Is what I'm gonna do. Amen. The truth of the matter is, we do see forms of cremation in the Bible, but it's not in Doris. You look at 1 Samuel 31:12 and 1 Samuel 31:13. What you find out basically is that Saul and his sons were mangled, they were killed, and the body was so distorted, blood was everywhere, and it was so distorted until the best thing to do at that point was to kind of just gather together and burn it up. It was not an endorsement on cremation. Because verse 13 of 1 Samuel chapter 31 says that they took the bones and buried them in the very next verse. Amen. Joseph, when he came out of Egypt, he says, when the old man went down to Egypt, Israel said, if I die, bring my bones.
Amen.
And bury them over here in Canaan.
Amen.
And Joseph said, I want you to bring my bones. They're concerned about the burial. They're concerned about the body. And oftentimes when you start dealing with cremation and things of that nature, what you find out is that oftentimes it's an economic choice. After all, you can dispose the body in a crematory and you can just show the casket and it's like we had a funeral. Amen. But that body. Amen. And the temple of God, the body. Amen. The truth is that oftentimes cremation is important to do because there are certain even diseases now that will pop up and crop up in the body that they don't really want it to go in the ground, especially if you're talking about a green burial, because they don't want that back. And so the most feasible thing to do is to extinguish the body, to burn up the complete body, crush the bones and do that. And then you go ashes to ashes and dust to dust. And there is a issue by which cremation may have some merit, but it's not the practice.
Lord, yeah.